Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
And welcome home. The Global Dairy Trade, you bring the good news with you. Congratulations. Is it five? Five in a row?
Just follows me around, Mike. It just follows me around. At a head, yeah, six auctions in a row now, six positive. So going back to early December 2018, so headline level, a lift of 0.9%. Now, Mike, there were some quite elevated expectations leading into this morning's Global Dairy Trade auction. If we look at the futures pricing, it was at a premium to the last auction prices, and sentiment certainly pretty positive. If I look at the market commentary leading into last night's auction, expectations were talking this quite a bit higher, actually, probably perhaps 3 to 6%. But there were higher volumes on offer than we've seen. Then I was wondering about whether this dry weather was going to be a factor, about potential concerns about production being impacted by that dry weather. But I think we need to look at the result here. It might be a little bit below the expectations, but I think you need to see it in the context of such a large lift at the last auction result. That was a boom of a result. So if we average the two out at this stage, I think we're still seeing things moving in the right direction. I mean, individual categories, skim milk powder, that's been one of the real drivers of the lift in the index since December. That's up 2.8%. But look, that category, Mike, that's up 31% since December. So a bit of a breather from the recent strong run. Whole milk powder, it had a massive lift at last auction, up 9%, pretty much unchanged this time. So look, we've had Chinese New Year in the interim since the last auction as well. That may be a factor, may have affected buyer behaviour. So look, it is a moderation from the last auction result. At this stage, the trend's still heading in the right direction, and we just look for that to continue.
Exactly. Now, what are some of the local results? Now, Blackmores has got an interesting story, because they were once a darling, but they're struggling a bit at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. So Mike, last couple of weeks we've been focusing on US reporting season and the sustainability of their earnings growth, pretty key theme at the moment. So that's very, very relevant. But we've got local reporting going on as well. So a bit of a wrap-up of yesterday. Step across the Tasman, Blackmores here. Listed in Australia, it's a Vitamin Group Wealth Products, has been doing very well, but it had absolute shocker day on the market yesterday. Share price down 25%. And quarter of the market value lost, so that's material, that's significant. And now the reason here is that sales falling in the Chinese market, so dropped 11%, and they said profit for the second half of 2019 would be weak. But it's really what signals are going on behind here, Mike, that I think is most interesting. That is this a damaging outcome on Australasian companies of slowing growth, slowing consumption growth in China, or the middle class not buying the stuff that they have been buying from us? So there's also some changes in the way the Chinese are buying, through which channels they're buying, and that's eating, it's almost cannibalizing some of Blackmore's sales. But we saw that flow into A2 yesterday. A2, the share price on the local market, down 29 cents, but so 2.2%, but it did rise 3.6% the previous day. But I think we need to keep a really close eye on, in the reporting season, on this China impulse. I mean, China is slowing. We've got diplomatic relationships, well, under a cloud, I suppose. You've got to remember, it's also has been our fastest growing export destination over recent years, so very interesting. NZME, yesterday, Mike, owner of New Zealand, held a news talk, 2% fall in trading revenue, probably not unexpected, earnings down 70%. They flagged that earlier this year, but they are investing back into the business. Probably key talking point, Mike, from the result yesterday is this introduction of a paywall for premium content on the Herald at some stage in 2019. Heartland Group, owner of Heartland Bank, big restructure last year, makes the result a little bit messy. Growth looks okay, but look, all the banking sector have got this hanging over at this spectre of having to raise more capital. And speaking of capital, Precinct Property, they're raising $150 million of new equity yesterday. So, yep, busy day on the market yesterday.
Numbers, please.
Dow Jones just tipped back into positive territory, 25,917, up 30. S&P 500, 2780, up small. And the NASDAQ, 7496, up 24. So the US market's in positive territory at this point of the day. FTSE 100, 7177, they're down 42. The Nikkei, 21302, up 20. And Shanghai Composite, virtually unchanged, 2755. The Aussies gained 17 points yesterday, 6106. On the ASX 200, the NZX 50, we lost 21 points yesterday, 0.23%, closing at 9. 224. On the currencies, against the US dollar, one New Zealand dollar 0.6853 on the wholesale market, just under 96 cents against the Aussie, 0.9589, 0.6048 euro, 0.5257 pounds, 75.82 yen. Gold trading at $1,337.39, and Brent crude $66.11.
Great stuff, mate. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. JMI Wealth, Andrew Keller, he and the team at JMIWealth.co.nz.